happen to be tuned in right now to The Good Stuff. You could be listening through Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, KNEB 960 AM or 100.3 FM, your trusted voice, or you might even be listening on Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO 1350 AM, booming out of Big Stone County with a shout out to Julie up there. No matter what, you're listening to The Good Stuff, and we're happy you're here.
The Niobrara National Scenic River here in Cherry County of Nebraska is one of the top 10 canoe rivers in the United States, according to Backpack Magazine. And it's also number one in the Midwest for your next river adventure. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, June 1st, after lunch, they're going to get the Niobrara River races in, some competitive races and some fun races as well. They've got some prizes lined up for that and lots of entertainment, food, and things into the evening. You can find out that and many more things to do in Cherry County at visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not the flashy, fancy type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? The readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
Do you have that story about buying a bathing suit?
I do. Matter of fact, it's right on the top of the pile.
Let's do that one.
All right. When I was a child in the 50s, that's not me, by the way. The bathing suit for the mature figure was boned, trussed, and reinforced. Not so much sewn as engineered. They were built to hold back and uplift, and they did a good job. Today's stretch fabrics are designed for the prepubescent girl with a figure carved from a potato chip. The mature woman has a choice. She can either go up front to the maternity department and try on a floral suit with a skirt, looking like a hippopotamus that escaped from Disney's Fantasia, or she can wander around every run-of-the-mill department store trying to make a sensible choice from what amounts to a designer range of fluorescent rubber bands. What choice did I have? I wandered around, made my sensible choice, and entered the Chamber of Horrors, known as the fitting room. The first thing I noticed was the extraordinary tensile strength of the stretch fabric. The lycra used in bathing suits was developed, I believe, by NASA to launch small rockets from a slingshot, which gives the added bonus that if you manage to actually lever yourself into one, you would be protected from shark attacks. Any shark taking to swiping at your passing midriff would immediately suffer whiplash. I fought my way into that bathing suit, but as I twanged the shoulder strap in place, I gasped in horror. My breasts had disappeared. Eventually, I found one cowering under my left armpit. It took a while to find that one. At last, I located it flattened beside my seventh rib. The problem is that most modern bathing suits have no bra cups. The mature woman is now meant to wear her breasts spread across her chest like a speed bump. I realigned my speed bump and lurched toward the mirror to take a full view assessment. The bathing suit fit all right, but unfortunately it only fit those bits of me willing to stay inside of it. The rest of me oozed out rebelliously from top, bottom, and sides. I looked like a lump of Play-Doh wearing undersized cling wrap. As I tried to work out where all the extra bits had come from, the prepubescent salesgirl popped her head through the curtain. "Oh, there you are," she said, admiring the bathing suit. I replied that I wasn't sure and asked what else she had to show me. I tried on a crinkled one that made me look like a lump of masking tape and a floral two-piece that gave the appearance of an oversized napkin in a serving ring. I struggled into a pair of leopard skin bathers with ragged frills and came out looking like Tarzan's Jane, pregnant with triplets and having a rough day. I tried on a black number with midriff fringe and looked like a jellyfish in mourning. I tried on a bright pink pair with such a high leg cut, I thought I would have to wax my eyebrows to wear them. Finally, I found a suit that fit. It was a two-piece affair with a short-style bottom and a loose blouse-type top. It was cheap, comfortable, and bulge-friendly, so I bought it. My ridiculous search had a successful outcome, I figured. When I got it home, I found a label that read, "Material might become transparent in water." So if you happen to be on the beach or near any other body of water this year and I'm there too, I'll be the one in cut-off jeans and a t-shirt. Not sure who that's by, but folks, that's the good stuff.